Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Today is what we like to call a Quick Tip Tuesday. And obviously, from looking at the title, you already know I'm going to give you the best subject lines to get people to open your email. This is based on research I did on Instagram. I polled my 700,000 followers. I had over 26,000 respond. And here are the top replies for email subject lines that grabbed people's attention and got them to open up their email. Today's episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by Insta Club Hub. Now, if you're struggling to grow your Instagram, if you cannot figure out why you're getting fewer comments or fewer likes, or it's just super frustrating, you're spending way too much time trying to come up with the perfect post, trust me, you do need Instagram, but you don't need to be an Instagram expert. Let Brock and I do that for you. We've got a special offer right now where you can try Insta Club Hub for as low as $7 for a 2-week trial. Now, here's the deal. I just want to be upfront with you. This is a membership program. So you can pay $47 a month and you can cancel at any time. That's really important to me because obviously customer service is everything. So we make it super easy for you to cancel. $47 a month is pretty darn cheap. But if you want to almost cut that in half, look at our annual membership and consider giving that to a friend or a family member or asking for it for yourself as a gift. Because it is the gift that's actually going to make you money. It's going to save you time and make you money. And this is what happens when you attract the right kind of followers, targeted followers, followers who are looking at your content, want the thing that you offer, followers who engage, who comment, and ultimately who become customers. Okay, this is really cool. While you're continuing to listen to this podcast, you don't even have to exit out. Just kind of hover over the show art until you see our show notes. And just below this episode, you'll see a link to Insta Club Hub. You can just click on that while this episode continues to play, and you can sign yourself up. You can either do that, if I may, if you listen to a lot of episodes of Build Your Tribe and they've been useful to you, you know that Brock and I deliver, and I promise that we will. So save yourself a ton of time and a ton of money and just go straight to that annual subscription. You'll save over $300 by doing so, and it will entitle you to our next 2 live coaching sessions. Brock and I do 2 live coaching sessions every single month. They're interactive, they're fun, and they blow people's minds. You'll have incredible results. Stop struggling with Instagram. Let us help you. InstaClubHub.com or click the link below in our show notes. Here's how I framed this question. I just went to my audience and I said, open up your inbox right now, scan through your subject lines, and let me know which subject lines grabbed your attention and made you open the email. And here they are. Now, the good news is I've also posted these up on my website. So you can go to shalene.com and you will find these listed there. Here we go. And these are in no particular order. Number 1, do you need a butt kicking? I thought that was pretty good. Number 2, order tracking update. Number 3, what's next with several question marks after it. Number 4, you're special and so is this, ... Number 5, your order is on the way. Basically anything with order confirmation or confirmation in general, as you've heard or learned before from listening to Build Your Tribe, that's going to get people to open because the idea is this is something you asked for. Number 6, I need your help. Number 7, open your eyes. Wow. Number 8, buy one, get one free. Number 9, hang out with me for an hour. That was really cool. That was one that someone said they received regarding a webinar from someone who they really look up to, and so that got them to click. Number 10, and this one includes an emoji, and it says, I am, and then the poop emoji, my pants excited. It's kind of funny. I don't like that word, though. Anyways, these aren't my choices. This is what my audience said made them open up the email. Number 11, did you do this? Question mark. And, you know, sometimes those types of emails can feel kind of clickbaity. Like, for example, when you get one that says, wow, I saw you doing this, you know, and those you're like, wait, is this about me? I think I saw you doing this, or is this video of you? I think those are clickbaity and I'm not really a fan of it. But I think it's perfectly legitimate to say, did you do this? Because it could be like, did you take advantage of the sale, or did you register for the webinar? What you're doing there is you're tapping into our subconscious. Subconsciously, none of us want to make a mistake. Subconsciously, none of us want to be put on blast. Subconsciously, these are things that are pain points that we want to avoid. So people are going to open an email like that. I like number 12 a lot, mainly because I haven't seen one like this before, but I would open an email like this. It just says, very boring, but very important. Please read. That feels honest. Number 13, and I'm going to give you a couple different varieties of this one. I screwed up. I'm sorry. I messed up. We blew it. So things like that, people do tend to open because it makes us feel more human. And we like to see companies. We like to see individuals. We like to see brands being transparent, sometimes self-deprecating, but just being honest and like owning it. So those emails tend to get open, but I just think it's really important you don't use them, again, in a clickbaity kind of way. You should only use that type of a subject line if you truly have screwed up and you're trying to make it right. Number 14, our biggest fill-in-the-blank of the year, our biggest giveaway of the year, our biggest sale of the year, our biggest tip of the year, our biggest takeaway of the year, our biggest event of the year. Like, you know, people don't want to miss out on the biggest thing of the year. This is a simple one, and it's a good one. Action required. The reason why that one works is because you make this assumption, oh, I must have ordered something and I forgot to give them a detail, or I forgot to fill out the rest of the form. Like, you feel like, oh, there's something I must have missed and it's something I want. So it works. Number 15, per our conversation, ... can I ask a question? Or per our conversation, can I ask a favor? ? I love that subject line. I think I'll have to use that one. The reason why I like that is because, and you might think to yourself, well, that feels clickbaity because you're implying that you had a conversation with this person. But if you're someone like me who regularly is communicating with their audience, like every single day, I have polls and questions and tabs, and I'm inside my podcast groups. And so I'm always having conversations with my customers inside my Facebook groups, etc. So that would be a legitimate subject line for me to use. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love this one. I'm not even sure what number we're on. You're gorgeous. I think I would open that one. I love that one. I'm writing that one down. I'm actually going to text that one to my copywriter because I love that one. I would open that one. I sure would. I'm not sure how I'm going to use it yet, but I like it. It just makes me smile. That was actually number 16. Here is number 17. Have you given up on this? ? Number 18. Huh? ? I mean, you're going to open that, right? Because it's unusual. Because it doesn't feel spammy, because you're like, why would someone just say, huh? I don't know. I kind of like it. I think it's going to get an open. The key, however, is not to make your recipient angry that they actually clicked on it to open it. So if you're going to write, huh, you just have to tie that in so it's not actually clickbait. In other words, you need to close the loop. You can't just say, huh, and then send them a sales email, right? So you want to say, you want to explain why it is you're perplexed by something. And then, of course, you can go into your sale, but you just have to tie those two things together. Number 19, I'm going to give you a couple of different variations on this, but number 19 is basically to lead with the transformation, the thing that they want, the thing that they desire, the feeling or the change, the transformation that they're hoping for. So rather than hitting a subject line with the features or the benefits that you're offering, you're going to hit them with the outcome that they want. So for example, want to gain 10,000 followers overnight? Lose 10 pounds before the holidays. Finally, relief from anxiety. Get an extra hour of sleep tonight. Enjoy your most productive week ever. Younger looking skin in 30 days. Number 20 are subject lines that tap into our fear of missing out, such as don't let your 33% off your membership exclusive slip away. Last opportunity in 2021. Last chance, this goes away at midnight. Limited run or limited quantities. Hurry, selling out fast. We'll never make this offer again. Just a few spots left. First come, first serve. Honestly, I would put all of those examples in the urgency category as well, or time sensitive, right? So there's time sensitive, fear of missing out, urgency. Those last couple of subject lines are all good examples of that. 21 are subject lines that I would put in the category of curiosity, or, you know, you read the subject line, you're like, what in the heck? So here's some great examples of those. I took my mom to buy a rubber dress. This is a real example. I would have to open up that email. The time that I peed my pants in public. The most expensive mistake I ever made. Well, that was embarrassing. 22 is any subject line that includes the word sale, like our biggest sale of the year or our Black Friday sale, our pre-Black Friday sale. Just keep in mind, obviously, any subject line that has the word sale in it, and we often use that, they're far more likely to end up in the spam folder. By the way, next Tuesday's Quick Tip Tuesday is all about why it is so important that you're checking your emails before you send them out to actually make sure that they're going to end up not just getting to somebody's inbox, but they get to their inbox and they don't end up in their spam folder. So that is next Tuesday's quick tip. It's really important. I'm going to share with you some of the best tools and ways that you can do that and how you can automate that process. Number 23 are the value-based emails. And if you understand the importance of an email list, you've got to understand how critical it is that people are not just opening up your sales emails, but they're opening up the emails where you're just taking care of them. You're nurturing them. You're giving to them. You're providing them value because they've simply raised their hand and said, I like what you do. It is essential that you're taking care of your subscribers in that way. An example of that might be my top 5 Spotify playlists for workout. Download my free social media content calendar. 5 binge-worthy Netflix series. Cliff notes of the 3 best books I've read this year. My top 10 holiday picks. Steal these top 25 best email subject lines. And you know what? I'm actually going to use that and send it to our Marketing Impact Academy members just to take care of them, right? So just in case they didn't listen to this podcast, I'm going to make sure that they get all of these subject lines because those are people who are actively trying to grow their email list. That's one of our priorities with the Marketing Impact Academy. So if you're one of our members, be on the lookout for that. Number 24 are the simple email subject lines, such as hi, and specifically or intentionally doing it in all lowercase, because that feels more personal. It feels like something your friend would send you, right? We don't worry about capitalization and punctuation and emojis, etc., in subject lines that we send to our friends. Another simple one was zip in, check out. What's up? How are you? No, really, how are you? Please open. Please read. Please respond. Thinking about you. These are all just really simple email subject lines. Take a look at yours. We create an Excel document that allows us, it's not Excel, it's Google Sheets, whatever you want to call it, but it allows me to glance at all of the email subject lines that we send from all of our different brands to all of our different segmented lists. And, you know, sometimes you look at them, you're like, wow, we're overthinking so many of these. And sometimes simple is different and it catches people's attention and they open. And the exact opposite of simple would be the ones that spark our curiosity because they're controversial. Some examples of those subject lines include, you deserve to know the truth. This shocked me. I am speechless with some emojis. I've never shared this publicly before. Why I left the fitness industry. That's an actual subject line that we use, and it was by far one of our top performing subject lines. Now, that's kind of personal because it's a question that people regularly ask me. And although I've addressed it on my podcast, especially on the Chalene Show, I had never addressed it in an email. So that got a huge open rate. So again, those aren't the type of emails that you want to be clickbaity with. You actually want to deliver on the promise of the email. So just try to imagine a way that you can reframe the subject line so that it works for you and so that it's authentic. But ultimately, none of these subject lines matter if your emails are not ending up getting opened or if they're not even ending up in people's actual inbox. So Tune in next week on Tuesday for my Quick Tip Tuesday, where we're going to talk about deliverability and the language around that and how you can ensure that your emails are actually being delivered and that people are actually opening them. All right. Thanks for listening. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.